Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to know a love so perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Would you like to know His love is perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
That love's so perfect,
'cause He knows what I feel inside.
He touches places
I try so hard to hide.
Those broken faces
that once made up my life.
Love lifts the darkness
with His overwhelming light. Perfect love, perfect love. Perfect love, perfect love, perfect love. God is, He is perfect love.
Would you like to know a love so perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
Would you like to know His love is perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
His love is so perfect,
'cause He gave and restored my life.
In a single moment
He won my battle and my fight.
Those fallen moments
when I thought I would not survive,
His love protects me,
failing at no time.
Perfect love.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, and if you're looking for a place to worship, come worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Let me repeat it. That's Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. We are located in an upper room. We're in a little upper room, and you can't miss us. You can't miss it, really. So come on and visit us. We're near 11th Street for those of you who are familiar with Upland, California, and our services start at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Every Sunday, that's 1:30 p.m. at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, now, I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. And, okay, now, at this point, I want all of you who are listening right now, whether you're on your computer or whether you dialed in, call or text or inbox your friends and family members and tell them to call in for this particular edition of UCA Radio, because it's a very special message today. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. You can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen on your computer, okay? And you can listen, you can also click on the link any day and any time after the broadcast, okay, to listen from your computer. All righty, it could be this week, next week, it doesn't matter. Just click on the link for this particular program and listen to the entire program. You can listen to it for a second time, a third time, whatever. All righty. Right now, I want you to stay where you are. Don't go away, because we will be right back with our message for today. And our message is entitled Our Minds, the Battlefield. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Shadows, you wipe my tears away, and I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I break bread to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held the blessings God you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter dreams get broken, in you I hope again, no matter what I know I'm safe inside your hand.
Got over heels and bodies, got over heels.
That's UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I pray for everyone who has tuned into this program today. I pray that you lift their hearts and their minds, Lord, so that they may be raised to another level in you, drawing closer to you, that they may receive understanding, revelation, Lord, the unveiling of who you are and who they are in you, and Lord, your plan of the ages. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get right into our message. Thank you, Jesus. Our minds, the battlefield. The Lord gave us our minds, and in our minds, he gives us images. He gives us our imaginations. The purpose of our thoughts and imaginations is for us to be creative for God. It is for us to imagine our lives with Jesus and keep him in our minds and in our hearts. It is for to meditate and think on the Lord continually. That's the purpose of our imaginations. Our mind is very delicate. It holds mysteries that's given to us by God himself. And we take it to heart, or we are to take it to heart. We should take it to heart. When we take things to heart, that means we take it in our minds and on into the very depths of our souls. The purpose of having our imaginations is to use it for the glory of God, to strengthen us and to develop a stronger relationship with God the Father and Christ Jesus the Son. It is for to communicate so that we can communicate with the Lord in our thoughts and for him to communicate with us in the form of a thought. You know, many times Jesus communicates with us and it comes to us in a form of a thought. That's him talking to us. He assists us in keeping himself constantly and consistently on our minds. He helps us with that. Our thoughts or imaginations are always, it is to always think of creative ways to please and glorify the Father. And we do this because we love him. Praise the Lord. You see, that's what Jesus did. He said, I always do the things that please the Lord. So that's what we do. We keep those we love in our minds at all times. Like, for example, when a man falls in love with a woman, the woman is constantly on his mind. He imagines himself with her, wondering what is she doing at this very moment and desiring to see her and to be with her. We are to do the same with the Lord. We imagine ourselves with him and we keep him on our minds because you can bet we are always on his mind. When thinking of Jesus, most of us will create an image of the Lord in our minds. Although we have not seen him, I would say most of us haven't seen him. Now, there are those who have had visitations into heaven and they've actually seen the Lord. But for the most part, we haven't seen him. Still, there is an image that comes to us every time we pray or read scriptures about Jesus. You know, when we read the Gospels and all that, we can see it. We can see him. Or even just talking about the Lord, you have an image of him in your minds. This is our imagination. It is like someone telling you a story or reading a book to you or describing someone or something to you. You can see the picture in your imagination. Well, we automatically imagine Jesus as we read about him. We automatically do this. The picture we imagine could be based on a picture you've seen of him, a movie, or it could be from a dream that you had of him. It is an image, or maybe not any of those things. It could just be how you imagine Jesus. But keep in mind, it is just how we imagine him until we truly see him. When the Holy Spirit fully confirms Jesus Christ to us, that's when we realize how real Jesus is. Then we fall in love with him. And it's at that point that our images of him that we have isn't enough. We then strongly desire to literally and truly see him and be with him forever. But until then, we walk by faith, not by sight. We believe, although we have not physically seen him. We still believe. When we believe in the Lord, we believe in our hearts, which is our minds, our souls, our spirits, and in our imaginary, our imaginations. The soul is the innermost being of man, the place of our emotions, our deepest feelings, our deepest desires and thoughts that goes all the way even to our bellies, and it affects our literal heart. Therefore, it is important that we have the mind of Christ within us in this hour. His mind must fill our entire being. Having the mind of Christ keeps God the Father first and foremost in our hearts. That's why Satan attacks our minds. That's why. Because it is the battlefield for our souls. He attacks us in many ways. For example, when we are tempted, the temptation is in our minds. And the more we entertain the temptation in our minds, the stronger the desire. And then it falls to the heart, which means that it has gone deep into the mind all the way to the soul. Then the deed or the sin is committed. Satan attacks our minds in order to keep us sidetracked with worldly things, to make us continually desire the things of the world, thus pushing the things of God to the side. Satan and his demons gives us subliminal suggestions, and he attacks our imaginations. And when we submit to Satan and give him our minds and our imaginations, then he keeps us thinking his thoughts of evil, hatred, unforgiveness, fear, greed, violence, murder, unfaithfulness, selfishness, which makes us untrustworthy. Satan keeps us filled with lies, deceits, cons, and manipulations. Satan controls you by giving you his thoughts. And when you receive his thoughts, then the imagination that God gave you becomes corrupt. Genesis 6, verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, because they have given their hearts over to Satan. They've given their imagination, their thoughts, their minds. Satan and his demons consistently study you in order to find your weaknesses, and then he keeps your weaknesses foremost in your mind so that it will outweigh your heavenly thoughts of God. And then when you try to pray or think on Jesus, you feel guilty because of your sin. So you stray away from the Lord because of guilt. But the longer you stay away from the Lord, the more you enter into bondage to Satan. Then Satan is able to take control of you by taking your mind completely. But Jesus died to protect our minds. He went to Golgotha, the place of a skull, which is where we have our battles, in our skulls, which is the place of our mind. But because of Jesus, and this is a good thing, we can fight. We can fight Satan. We can fight back. We don't have to lay down and be victims. Keep in mind that we have a free will. We can serve Satan or serve the Lord. We must fight because we can overcome Satan by our faith and our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Which leads us to repentance. And understand this, Satan hates for a Christian to repent. He hates it. It causes him to lose his power, his grip on you. Keep in mind that if we truly submit to the Lord, then we have the power to resist the devil, and he will truly flee from you. We must fight by opening our hearts to the Lord and allow him to put his mind in us, as it is written in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, we have to let or allow his mind to be in us. It's our choice. We cannot allow Satan to possess our minds any longer. We can't allow him to conform us into the mindset of the world. We must fight and seek a renewing of our minds, as it is written in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can't prove God's perfect will if Satan has our minds. He loves to keep us in confusion. Just look around you, and you will see there's so much evil and confusion everywhere, every day, on the news, on the internet, on TV, the radio, and in newspapers, and even in the streets. Almost everywhere you go, you hear of people being shot, beaten, kidnapped, robbed, stabbed, and killed. You hear of wars and rumors of wars. We continually hear of disasters, diseases, and man-made viruses and bacterias, with some viruses that are actually mutating and growing into variants that are far worse than the original virus. We hear of the wickedness in our governments, big businesses, huge corporations, the World Bank system, the World Health Organization, big tech, big pharma, secret societies, and all of the ungodly organizations of the world, and on and on. I have just described the kingdom of Satan to you. None of these evil things are in the kingdom of God. It's only here on this earth at this time because it's the kingdom of Satan. And society has placed their lives in the opinions of ungodly men, the educated, political, religious leaders of the world who welcomes abominable and detestable lifestyles. We are surrounded by the philosophies of men and doctrines of demons, God-haters who are governed by demons through their many forms of witchcraft all over the world. And there are many forms of witchcraft, and that's for the deception. It's for to deceive the people. Some of them come under the covering of Christianity, but it's witchcraft. Right now, it seems that all the leaders of the world are influenced by demonic powers. Man has teamed up with Satan and his demons, and now their goal is to manipulate and control the people, the mass, the entire population, all people, especially Christians. They want to manipulate Christianity, trying to cause the entire world to think that maybe God isn't real. All of this, like I said, is the kingdom of Satan. Understand that Satan will do anything to take your minds. He will either tear you up, he will either tear you down or build you up in order to tear you down. He will have people feed you a bunch of lies, and it could be people very close to you, even some family members. Satan will make a married man feel as though he's in love with another woman, when in reality, it's him lusting after the other woman. Because once he leaves his wife for the other woman, he is still unfaithful to the other woman that he was committing adultery with. You see, they were joined at the hip. They weren't joined in love. It's adultery. Satan will cause someone to straight out lie on you for no particular reason. And I bet that's happened to many of you that's listening to this program right now. I bet many people have straight out lied on you for no particular reason. They will say very ugly things about you that is nowhere near the truth. And you wonder where they get this mess from. Satan will cause you to open doorways in your mind in order to have a portal in your life. He needs an entrance into your mind. Then he will have his demons to put voices in your mind, voices that will cause you to steal, to kill someone, or even kill yourself. How many times have you heard people, after they've done something terrible, say, "I heard voices"? No, it was these voices, these voices. These voices are tormenting demons, forcing you to do their will, drawing you further and further away from God and closer to destruction. The deception of Satan and his demons will work in anyone, especially his false prophets and false Christs, those who have totally committed their lives to him, especially those. And their deception is so strong that if it were possible, the very elect of God would be deceived, if it were possible. But it is not possible. Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Satan is raising these people up for the purpose of deceiving the people, and especially the church. But we, us, God's very elect, his true believing Christians, we know that God is real and Jesus is truly Lord. Therefore, we cannot be deceived. Why? Why is it that we can't be deceived? Because we know him. We have a relationship with him. We walk with him. We are in him and he is in us. And we have the gift of discerning of spirits. Therefore, it is impossible for us to be deceived. That is why it is very important that we move forward in the Lord in this hour more than ever before. We must be like a salmon swimming upstream. We must go against the current, against the grain. We cannot walk in agreement with the ways of the world. We must walk in agreement with the ways of God. So let us get into the flow of the Holy Spirit and keep our minds, our thoughts, our imaginary, our God-given imaginations of him and his kingdom continually in our minds and in our hearts until we literally see him. And keep in mind that it is Jesus who opens up our minds so that we can understand his word. We can understand his scriptures. We can understand him. As it is written in Luke 24, verse 45, then opened he their minds that they might understand the scriptures. And since it is Jesus who opens our minds, let us use our minds for his glory, for he is our peace. That's why we must keep our minds stayed on him, as it is written in Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. We will have perfect peace during times of tribulations, persecutions, and trials. And believe me, these days are going to pick up. It's going to be more persecutions. Christians are being persecuted now all over the world in different countries. And the persecution is still going to continue, even to this country. But we will have perfect peace during times of tribulation, persecutions, and trials, as long as we keep our minds stayed on Jesus. This is scripture. That's what the word of God's saying. We have to stand on it. He will keep us in perfect peace. We must begin to train ourselves, discipline ourselves and our minds. We must put our flesh and our minds in subjection to the Holy Spirit. That's what we must do daily. Paul gives us instructions on how we are to keep our minds in the right place. And we would be wise to take heed. This is what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He's directing us on how to think. Think on these things. Keep in mind that when we are continually thinking in this way, the way that Paul instructs us, thinking of, you know, what is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, and praise, that we are actually thinking of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For he is God, and he is good. Just remember that it takes discipline, especially in this hour, in the days that we're living in right now. We have to be determined to keep our minds stayed on Jesus at all times, as it is written in Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. In glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Put it to death. Sexual immorality, impurity, passions, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. All of this gets you, all of this gets in you when you give your mind over to Satan and his demons. All of that gets in you. Please understand that if we give in to all of these evil passions, that means that Satan has overtaken our minds and our souls, and it will cause you to be a double-minded person, which is very dangerous for any Christian to be. Christians should not be double-minded, as James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It is very important that we take charge over our thoughts and not let anyone or anything take or control your minds, our minds. As it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. We must understand that we are the ones who are to control every thought, every opinion, and every argument that will try to draw us away from Jesus Christ. It is so important that we fully trust the Lord. We must have faith in the Lord at all times, because if we don't, then we can get too puffed up within ourselves and start believing the lies and deceptions of demons and begin to be conformed to the mindset of the world, which will fill us up with foolish pride, arrogance, and selfishness. Then we begin to think more of ourselves than we should. We become heady and high-minded. We actually become what we think, as it is written in Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as a man thinketh, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with you. You become deceitful. This kind of thinking is very deceitful. It puts you on a path of destruction. That's why we must trust in the Lord, as it is written in Proverbs 3, verse 5. And you know this verse. You know this scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. We must learn to trust in God because he knows the beginning from the end. He knows the past, present, and future of your life. So trust that he have you and have good things for you. Just as the Lord told Jeremiah. Well, he's saying the same thing to us as well. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. When you keep your mind on the Lord, he gives you thoughts which can lead to a trance. Understand this. The Lord can have you so deep in his thoughts that it leads you to a trance, like he did with Peter. Peter, when he was on the roof, he had went into thought, and it took him into a trance. And that trance can lead you to a God-given vision. A God-given trance can lead you into a God-given vision. Now, I've had that happen before, so I know what I'm actually saying by experience. I had a thought one time. I was reading a book, and the book was talking about, it was called the Arco Volume, and it's actually a report of events that happened during the days of Jesus, and these reports were written by non-Christians. These people weren't Christians. They were just investigating everything that took place. And they was writing about, as they investigated different people that knew Jesus, they investigated Martha and Mary and Lazarus, as a matter of fact, because Lazarus was brought back to life. And I read the part where they said that Lazarus and Jesus was always on the roof talking. They spent, you know, they would come, Jesus would come by, and they would go up on the roof, just those two, and they would just sit and talk, you know. And I thought that was so beautiful, right? And I went into a thought. I just start thinking about that. And the thought started getting so heavy that I went into kind of a trance. And the next thing I knew, I was on the roof talking with Jesus. The Lord and myself, we were just sitting there talking, just like you would talk with a friend. And the Lord made a statement. He said something. And me being stupid, actually, you know, I disagreed with the Lord. I was so comfortable that I was talking with him that I actually disagreed with the Lord. Can you believe that? So anyway, I disagreed with him. And as soon as I said, Lord, I disagree, he started laughing. He just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And I was wondering, I was like, Lord, why are you laughing? And he stopped and looked at me and he said, because you forgot who I am. And then he started laughing again. And then I started laughing. And both of us was on the roof just laughing. Probably, you know, I was laughing at how stupid I was, you know, but he corrected me with laughter. That's the point. That's the beauty of it. He could have scorned me. He could have really came down hard on me. But he corrected me with laughter because he loved me. Another thought that I had was I was in the desert. This is another thing, too. This was a thought that got deep and got into a trance. Next thing I knew, I was there. I was in a desert. And a big rock, I was extremely thirsty while I was in this desert. I mean, really thirsty. And a big rock came. It just appeared, right? And I knew immediately that rock was Jesus. And I remember saying, Lord, I will not smite this rock. I will simply ask the rock for water, you know, like the children of Israel did when they were in the wilderness and they wanted water. They were just, you know, Moses struck the rock, but he just said, you know, just simply ask the rock and the rock will give water. And so that's what I said I would do. Then immediately the rock left. And I was sitting back in the desert in a hot place and kind of laid back on my arms, and Jesus appeared over my head. And he had his fingers in a pouring position, and water came out of his fingers. And it covered my whole face and it just ran down my body, and I would drink some of it and felt refreshed and rejuvenated and just wallowed, I guess you could say. I don't know, I was just in the pouring of the water that came out of his fingers. Now that was a type of the outpouring of his Holy Spirit, actually, but it being poured upon me, right? But anyway, it started off as a thought, and it became a vision, and I became in it. So the Lord, when you keep your mind on Him, He will carry you through thoughts and give you revelation. He will carry you through a trance and then turn that into a vision and give you a revelation of Him and what He's telling you, what He's trying to teach you. Now, I'm not sure what time and what point that any of those trance or those thoughts became visions, but it just happened. You see, there are some, we have to be careful too, because there are some religions. That's why it's so good to follow Jesus and hold on to Him, because if you get wrapped up in some of these other religions, they'll tell you to empty your mind, especially these worldly religions. They tell you to empty your mind. In other words, just make your mind blank in order to meditate on some false god, right? They tell you this. But you are not to empty your mind. You never empty your mind. You are to continually fill your mind up with the Word of God. And you meditate on the Lord's Word by speaking the Scriptures and thinking on Him. You know, as you meditate, you can quietly, silently speak Scriptures. Speak of the things of the Lord. The Lord tells us that we will have good success if we follow His word as it is written. The Lord tells us to meditate on His word. And if we do that, we will have good success. That's why you're not to empty your mind. You fill it up with the word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. When we meditate on the law is the word of God. It's God's word, His scripture, His written word, or His spoken word. We must read the word, meditate on His word, see His word in our minds, and then apply His word in our lives. So please understand what I'm saying. It is not a sin to have an imagination. God gives us our imagination, so it is not a sin to have it, as long as you are using it to create something for the glory of God. You can write a song. You can write a story. You can paint a picture. Whatever it is, for the glory of God, as long as you are imagining seeing the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father on His throne and life in the kingdom realm of God, keeping Him on your mind. But still, and understand this, don't think that your images of God and Jesus Christ is Him, and begin to put your full trust in your images. Remember, your mental image of God and the images of heaven is nowhere near the reality of God and the pure reality of His kingdom. Keep in mind, God is God. Your imaginations, when used correctly, are just tools to keep your mind on the Lord. And when you think on good things about the Lord, then the Lord and His glorious kingdom becomes your desires, because you really want to see Him and be in His kingdom realm. As it is written in Psalm 37, verse 4, and I'll end with this, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. So let Jesus Christ, our true husband, our bridegroom, and God our Father, our heavenly Father, let Him be the desire of your heart, and you will have Him. If He's the desire of your heart, you will have Him. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you got a lot out of that message. Listen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord.
They say these chains will never break.
scriptures for the week, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Jonathan.
We worship. I love to worship.
Worship. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Keep in mind that every true believer, every pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle, every worker, whether you are an administrator at a church, in charge of food or clothing at a church, whether you are a minister of music, no matter what you do for the glory of the Father, for the glory of God, the Father, as long as you are operating under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, You are an ambassador for Christ. UCA means United Christian Ambassadors. And if you're doing all of this, if you're laboring for the Lord, then you are an ambassador for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, I'm so glad that all of you have tuned in. And I really pray that our program has been a blessing to you. Keep in mind that we are here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone. Keep in mind this is a worldwide ministry. So we're on at all different times, all different hours. So check your time zone and dial in or listen from your computer. And keep in mind now, even though the show is, even though we're coming to an end of the show, you could actually go back and click on our on my posts, wherever you see my posts. You can click on my picture or you can click on the link and listen to the entire program all over again, the entire program. Or you can wait till tomorrow and click on the post of for this particular show, wherever you see it, and click on the link. And when you click on the link, you can hear the entire show. This week, next week, it doesn't matter. Wherever you see the post of the show, you can always click on it and listen. So tell your friends about it. I think that this was a really powerful message that a lot of Christians should really know about. So have them to click on the post and of this show. Or yeah, you can't dial in after we end, but you can click on the post wherever you see it advertised. Click on the link and then you can hear it. So tell your friends about it. Okay, and remember, we are also on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m., I will be accompanied by my wife, Pastor Tasila McCain. So it'll be Christian Talk Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And I will be with my wife, Tasila. It'll be T. Meyer and Tasila, Christian Talk, hosted by T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we usually have a guest. Most of the time we have guests. Sometimes you'll just be talking or you'll just hear Pastor T. Meyer and Pastor Tasila just giving the word and ministering to the people. Either way, it's always a blessing. We've had some very good guests in the past. It's been a blessing to a lot of people and a blessing to my wife and myself. And we will continue to move forward in that, mainly giving you the word, just bringing the word forth and helping the body of Christ to grow and wax strong in the spirit. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And also remember that I want to make this announcement. Coming soon will be Christian Talk TV, where Pastor Tasila and myself, we will be on television giving the word. Christian Talk TV coming soon, this month, as a matter of fact. So be ready for that and support us. Tune in. Tell your friends about it and let them dial in as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think that you will all be blessed by it. I want to just always give a good shout out to our to a couple of people today, some very dear friends of mine, Dina Lacroix. She's a very faithful friend, a friend for years, been on her for years. Just want to say, hey, Dina, how are you? And to Jerome Battle, L. Jerome Battle. We played his song at the beginning, the opening song, Perfect Love. That was L. Jerome Battle. He was one of our guests, as a matter of fact, last week. So, and very good show, very good program that we had last week. So if you happen to see that, you can click on that and listen to Christian Talk with our special guest, L. Jerome Battle. You can listen to that all over again, okay? And a lot of people that have tuned in, that are tuning in and tune in every week, all of you, I am so grateful. I am so thankful that you're doing this. And for those of you who just got started listening to UCA Radio on Mondays, God bless you and continue to listen. And we will be here and we will promise you we will give the word of God uncut, uncut, and it will come to you directly as the Lord gives it to us. We give it to you. God bless you all. We will see you again next week. Have a blessed week and be kind to somebody. Bye-bye.